It wasn't a dream. UNM went to Pasadena, folded UCLA like a lawn chair, and left UCLA with a 25-point win. And that wasn't just, you know, bad football last night from the Bruins. That was about how the Lobos made that team look, how the Lobos won the line of scrimmage offensively and defensively. Lobo fans, good morning. And yes, we are live on The Sports Animal for your reaction. Yes, post-game reaction to Lobo football, your takes on Lobo football last night. Now, that was the first time since 2008 the Lobos beat a power conference opponent in Arizona. And yes, I know, last year they stormed the field. Bronco Mendenhall was crying. They beat number 19 Washington State, but that did not feel the same. That night felt a little bit empty. Fan base really wasn't buying in because they had lost prior to Wyoming, and there wasn't a lot of hope. And it was like, you think you're going towards a bowl game? Here we go again. You lose to Wyoming, but then you beat Washington State and storm the field. But the last night was across the land on college football Twitter. Anyone watching college football on a Friday night was looking at UCLA going, man, we know the Bruins are struggling, but how about them Lobos? How about head coach Jason Eck and what he put on that football field? And it was a team that won the line of scrimmage. I'm going to keep going back to that over and over and over. Yes, you had Washington State last year beating them at home, but you have to go back to 2008, the last time the Lobos beat a power conference opponent, and it was Arizona. And last night, even with the Washington State game last season, it was the biggest night for Lobo football since November 14th, 2015. That night, most people they'll remember as Holly Holm ending Ronda Rousey's career in the UFC. The head kick heard around the world. Because on that same night that Holly Holm knocked out Ronda Rousey, the Lobos were in Boise, Idaho, and they won on the blue 31-24. But this one last night resonates across the land. This one was a dagger. Maybe even the final nail in the coffin of Deshaun Foster's coaching career at UCLA. It was how the Lobos made the Bruins look. And this wasn't just, oh, pesky, look at that. UNLV up early, wins by a touchdown. How about that? No, that was from start to finish. The Lobos made mistakes. The Lobos made mistakes that in years past, there's no way they win that game. 2 second-half turnovers, 2 times inside the 5-yard line, and you don't score a touchdown? There's no way you could win a game like that. But not only did they win the game, they dominated the game. RB1, Scott J. Humphrey, goes down early after putting up 48 yards and a touchdown. UNM's like, no problem. Guess what? Got Damon Bankston, 15 carries, 154 yards, and a touchdown. DJ McKinney, 21 carries, 89 yards, and a touchdown. Extra offensive lineman, Tossi on the field, in motion, coming down and laying wood to those UCLA defenders. And keep telling me, Big Ten Network, that UCLA is a second-half team. Keep telling me UCLA had the Lobos right where they wanted them. Only down by 7. Got that fourth down stop at the 1-yard line. They had the momentum going into halftime. Not so fast, my friend. What a do, and yes, a good Saturday morning. It's a quick turnaround, but we are here hanging out for the next hour with you, talking some Lobo football, just trying to breathe some life into football, college football in Albuquerque, college football in the state of New Mexico, because now all of a sudden you have a 2-week ramp up to what is going to be one of the best Rio Grande rivalry games in a minute. And yeah, we saw the Lobos win that game last year, 50-40 in a wild shootout against the Aggies, but there hasn't been this much buzz heading into this game in a long time. Usually it's like, oh, you got to win that game to try to get some hope. Oh, got to win that game. Maybe get some momentum. No, you have the momentum. Lobos are 2-1 on the season. Heck, New Mexico State's 2-0. And they're at Louisiana Tech later today, 10.5-point underdogs. Last I checked, we'll pull up the college football scoreboard this morning and look at some of the final lines and everything that's going on across the country in the Mountain West Conference. But all of a sudden, you have a different belief. And so what does last night mean? Then we're going to break down the game, give you some of the takes. Ned James, the quarterback, and I last night, post-game, breaking it down on the UNM Sports Radio Network. Then you get the email like, hey, you want to do a live show? Sure, why not? We'll see how this fan base is feeling. Some of y'all just might be waking up. If you miss the game, well, the Lobos dominated. And the best way to explain it is if you had a non-college football fan and they watched that game and you said, all right, one of these teams is in a conference called the Big Ten. They have all the money. One of the teams last year, Ohio State, won a national championship. They're one of the two conferences along with the SEC. They get to decide everything. They get the talent. They have the big-time television contracts. Like, their operating budget, 2-3 times that of the University of Mexico. The other team, excuse me, I shouldn't say University of Mexico. It's the other team. Scratch that. Still waking up, having my coffee. The other team plays in the Mountain West Conference. They don't have the same amount of money. They're not viewed to have the same level of athletes. They're underdogs in this game. They come in just 2-touchdown underdogs, but double-digit dogs. They're not supposed to be a team like this. They already lost one of these Big Ten teams by 17 points. And you played it out. And at the end of that game, that person would say, oh, yeah, it's the Lobos that play in the Big Ten Conference. It's the Lobos are the team that has all the money and all the advantages. And that's what was so impressive about last night. It wasn't just some get-by, gimmicky game. You're able to hang on, kick a walk-off field goal. Yeah, that would have been fun. It was domination. And I'm year 15 now of covering sports and Lobo athletics and learning this game. And there hasn't been a moment where I felt like this about a Lobo football team. Yeah, we had Washington State last year. The Boise State game. You had a 9-4 season under Bob Davey. You had back-to-back bowl appearances. But even in that, it was, you lost at Rutgers. Oh, what a moment. Beat the Mountain West teams. Are you really in? Some of those late kickoff times, you know, we were at, that was back in the day when the games were kicking off at like 8:30. And you got to the bowl game, and now there was definitely some buzz. But the way college athletics has changed, the turnover in conferences, the revenue sharing, the NIL, and realizing competitive, at least consistent football can be a game changer to get you to where you want to go, or at least in a place of survival when it comes to conference realignment. Last night can be one of those turning points. Because, yes, the Mountain West is going to look completely different next season. Mountain West isn't a juggernaut this year. There's opportunity. There's a lot of teams like New Mexico that feel like, you know what, why not? UNLV, Boise State, yeah, let's go nip up their heels. Let's see how good these teams are, see if they're that far in front of us right now. And last night's moment, just seeing how it resonated across social media with the Lobo fans, taking note of the beatdown of UCLA, the national college football media going, yeah, the Lobos, we know UCLA has some issues, but man, no one expected New Mexico to beat them like that. It's a moment to take notice. Now, it's a 2-week buildup. And Jason Eck, he had quote after quote after quote, just home runs yesterday. We'll get into that. We'll take your reaction. 505-246-0610. You can call or text this morning as you're waking up, getting your coffee, trying to wrap your mind around, yeah, the Lobos just blew out UCLA. You can send me an email, jj@sportsanimal.com. I already have one this morning from a fan that says, hey, I know this is ridiculous, but let's ask the question. Let's have some fun. So how did the Lobos do it last night? We'll break that down. We'll come back on the other side. Just the domination at the line of scrimmage and overcoming the second half of mistakes and winning a game by 25 points. That is what really stands out, too. The Lobos turned it over twice. Did not score 2 times in the game inside the 5-yard line. And won by 25 points. We'll take your calls and text this morning, 505-246-0610. We are live the morning after Lobo win 35-10 at UCLA here on the Sports Animal.